Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're on a really specific mission. We're looking at a source that's incredibly short, but it's, well, it's foundational. We're examining the core assertion of a document called FSBO Digital Listing Empowerment.
That's right. And our whole goal today is just to dissect the 9 words that make up its central claim.
Normally, we're wading through pages and pages.
Exactly. But this isn't just some tagline. It's a declarative statement that sets up this, huge transformative relationship in real estate. The claim is this: digital listings empower for sale by owner sellers.
9 words. That's it. But if you're in property tech or even just watching the market, those words, they represent a massive claim about power and technology. Yeah. So I think we need to unpack it piece by piece, the action, the tool, and who benefits.
Exactly. It's almost like a VSO analysis, Verb, subject, object, what's happening, what's causing it, and who is it happening to? And understanding the source's tone here is going to prepare you for the kind of data you should expect to see later on.
Okay, let's jump right into that action then. The verb, it uses a really strong word, empowerment. It doesn't say assists or helps. It says empower. What does that actually look like for a seller who's, already doing it all themselves?
Well, the strength of that word empower, it tells you right away that the authors think this is a transfer of capability, something the seller just didn't have before. For a seller, empowerment really boils down to, I'd say, 3 things: control, efficiency, and transparency.
Okay.
So when you talk about FSBO empowerment in a digital sense, you mean the seller now controls the scheduling, no more phone tag with agents.
Right.
It means efficiency from automation, maybe something like automated lead qualification. And transparency is about direct access to pricing data, market comps, things they used to only get secondhand.
I think that's a really crucial distinction there, because using a word like empowerment, it suggests that without this tech, the seller isn't just like slightly inconvenienced. They're fundamentally disempowered. It sets up a contrast. What were they really lacking before all this?
Oh, historically, they lacked reach and distribution. Simple as that. The old model, pre-digital, it required access to the MLS, to the big classified networks, and all that was gatekept by agents.
So the FSBO seller was just stuck with a sign on their lawn and maybe a small ad in the paper.
Exactly. That lack of a central distribution channel meant their market visibility was tiny. So this document, it's using empowerment to promise the dismantling of those gatekeepers. It's framing the tech not just as a tool, but as a necessary fix to a power imbalance.
A statement of liberation, almost.
It is, from being locked out.
Let me challenge that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Digital tools can give you a lot of control over, say, scheduling and pricing. But the transaction itself is still so complex. Does the source imply this empowerment extends to the soft skills? Like negotiation?
That's a great question.
I mean, a digital listing can't replace the interpersonal expertise of a great agent, can it?
No, and that's where the rest of the research has to be really careful. The claim implies that the listing itself is doing a lot of the work. It doesn't suggest the tech turns the seller into some master negotiator overnight.
Okay.
Instead, it implies empowerment through what you might call information symmetry. These platforms give you real-time offer tracking, counteroffer management, often with templates that have compliance steps built right in.
I see.
So the seller is empowered by having the data and the process automation in front of them, even if the actual face-to-face negotiation skills are still a human thing. The platform becomes their virtual project manager.
Okay. So if empowerment is the goal and it's fixing these problems of reach and information, let's pivot to the mechanism, the tool itself, digital listings. What actually makes a modern digital listing different from, say, just uploading a photo of your house to a website in 1999?
Right.
The word digital has to mean something more powerful than just online. It has to be that engine of change you mentioned.
Precisely. And this is where we have to get specific. The document isn't talking about a static, glorified, classified ad. It's talking about a listing that functions as an algorithmically distributed asset.
Okay, break that down.
Well, think about the parts. A modern digital listing in this context, it includes things like dynamic pricing models. It'll suggest an optimal price based on real-time market data. It integrates virtual staging, 3D tours, a much richer experience than just a few photos. And crucially, it has built-in lead qualification filters.
So it saves the seller from wasting time with people who aren't serious buyers.
Exactly. So the technology is active, not passive. It's working for the seller, constantly filtering and adjusting.
So it's the difference between just shouting a message out versus running a personalized automated marketing campaign.
That is the leverage being asserted here. The authors are arguing that what makes it digital is the integration and the automation. For instance, a truly empowered listing is tied into e-signature platforms, title company portals. It manages compliance checklists for you. It makes sure the required disclosures are seen and, you know, confirmed digitally by buyers. This removes a huge amount of friction that used to just bury FSBO sellers.
That makes the digital listings part of the claim much more solid. It's not just about getting more eyeballs on the property. It's about reducing the administrative nightmare. So for you, the listener, trying to get your head around this, the key takeaway is that digital really equals automated workflow.
Absolutely. The mechanism is powerful because it addresses the complexity of the whole transaction, not just the advertising part. It means the friction of selling a home, the paperwork, the scheduling is being directly handled by the technology. The rest of this document must be packed with examples of these features to back up the claim.
Which brings us to the recipient of all this, technological goodness, the for sale by owner sellers. The FSBOs, the source is very specific about this group. Why focus so much on empowering them instead of just talking about the market in general?
Well, the focus on FSBOs is absolutely deliberate. It's because they represent the point of maximum friction in the market. They're the group that has always made the biggest sacrifice in convenience, in professional support, all to achieve cost savings by avoiding that commission fee.
Right, the classic trade-off.
And the document is arguing that FSBO sellers are uniquely positioned to benefit because their main pain points, marketing, pricing, legal complexity, are exactly what these digital platforms are designed to solve at scale, and critically, without needing a human in the middle.
So if the old FSBO trade-off was something like save 6% on commission, but lose 30% of your market reach and gain 100% of the headaches.
Yes.
This document is claiming that digital listings just eliminate that trade-off.
Yes.
It's promising the best of both worlds. Maximum savings plus near professional reach and efficiency. That's the core argument.
That is the argument. That the FSBO model has been fundamentally rehabilitated by technology.
And if we step back and look at the bigger picture, that's a direct challenge to the traditional brokerage model, isn't it?
It's a huge challenge. If FSBOs are fully empowered, then the need for a full-service agent who bundles market access, pricing advice, and transaction management, that need is diminished. The source is basically making the case that tech can unbundle those services and give them directly to the seller.
But there have to be limits, right? I mean, We talked about negotiation. FSBOs often struggle with emotional distance. Digital tools can't filter out the sentimentality a seller might have for their home. An agent is trained for that.
And that's the implied limitation, yes.
Yep.
Well, the source claims empowerment. The rest of the research has to deal with these non-technical, very human challenges.
That's where the real nuance is. So the claim digital listings empower for sale by owner sellers, it's a synthesis. It's a high-tech tool solving high-friction problems for a high-impact outcome. It's a very clean, very targeted thesis.
It is.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, as you move forward? We've broken down the claim, and the big finding is that this document is really an advocacy piece. It's asserting that technology has closed the gap for independent sellers.
And understanding this thesis is so important because it acts as your expectation manager. If the authors are claiming empowerment, you now know exactly what kind of proof you need to look for in the rest of their work.
You need to see the data.
You need to see quantifiable data. How much faster do these listings sell? What's the measurable cost reduction? And the big one, what's the difference in the final sale price compared to agent-assisted sales? The thesis demands that the data proves efficiency and effectiveness, not just, you know, convenience.
And that powerful word, empower, It really signals the scope of the data required. If they only show that digital listings are cheaper than a print ad, that wouldn't be empowerment. The data has to show holistic success, that the seller is better off overall.
Precisely. It pushes the whole analysis beyond a simple cost benefit. This document is arguing that the digital listing is a complete system, a sophisticated operating system for selling your own house that makes the FSBO path not just possible, but successful and autonomous. It's a declaration about the future of the industry.
It's just fascinating how much is packed into those 9 words, challenging decades of how real estate has always been done. All right, let's bring this deep dive to a close. We started with the defining thesis from FSBO Digital Listing Empowerment. And that thesis is digital listings empower for sale by owner sellers. This is the core belief system of the entire document. It positions digital tech as the engine for the self-directed homeowner.
And now here's a final thought for you to take with you. If this document successfully proves that digital listings give FSBO sellers the reach, the control, and the efficiency they need, what key functions of the traditional real estate agent, beyond just negotiation, might the source argue are becoming entirely obsolete, or at least easily automated? Is this just empowerment for the seller, or is it redundancy for the service provider?
That is a huge question about the future of professional work in a digital world. Thank you for sharing your source material with us and letting us dig into this critical claim for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.